is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
Escape on a vacation unlike anything you've ever imagined with one call to the experts at Dream Vacations Land and Cruise Travel. Prices have never been better. Mexico and the Caribbean are offering great vacation deals. Cruise lines have special promotional packages, and the cities of Europe are awaiting your arrival. Work with a travel agency that has your best interests in mind, all without any service fees. We are ready to arrange both your personal and business travel plans. Contact Dream Vacations Land and Cruise Travel today at 1-800-609-3012. That's 1-800-609-3012. Or visit justgreatvacations.com and get ready to discover the world.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction, as always. It's great to be back at another edition of Hope Saves Today. On today's program, I have a very special guest who's a producer, a director, who has a background in television, news, and documentaries. She's created a very unique film called Swim Team, and she's here today to talk about this wonderful film and her mission on what she's trying to accomplish with this film. I'd like to give a warm welcome to the program, Laura Stolman.
Hi, thanks for having me, Paul.
Great. It's great to have you on, Laura. We're very excited to, hear about this Swim Team, which is your first featured documentary film. And we really wanted to know what truly inspired you to focus on the topic of autism.
Well, Swim Team is a documentary about a swim team of kids on the spectrum, and we follow them from the first day of practice through their entire first season up to the nationals. And the kids that we focus on the team are mostly teenagers and going through the transition years, about to lose services from their school districts, and we follow them in and out of the water, and it's definitely a fraught time for the families of these kids, about to lose services and trying to figure out what lies ahead, and I was inspired to explore this because I actually myself have a son on the spectrum. And he's not a teenager yet, but he will be. And I was concerned about, what's going to happen. I think as all parents are, when school district support wanes. The other reason why I was inspired to make this film is it was always very important for me that my son learned to swim. He eloped. He wandered, as many of our kids on the spectrum do. And I, early on, you know, felt that it was really important that he learned to swim, and took a while to find the right people, the right environment. When I was driving around, you know, I live in Short Hills, actually. I was driving around, you know, further and further afield from where I live, trying to find the right swim instructor. And in that process, I found these incredible people, Mike and Maria McQuay, and they were putting together this team of kids on the spectrum. And they were willing to teach kids that didn't know how to swim. And if the kids already knew how to swim, they wanted to teach the kids to be real strong competitors. And I was just really inspired by what they were doing.
No, that's great. I mean, you know, it is so much, you know, needs to be done about autism today. And it's just, it's really great the way, you know, you shed some light on the topic here. And such, like you said, such an important of teaching your child to swim. It was, is such a priority. So it's just a great, it's a great film, and it brings, I think, a great message as well. And I guess the next question would be, when you were filming this, I guess, what were some of the biggest challenges, I guess, that you faced, you know, obviously filming a documentary like this?
Well, I think, you know, one of the biggest issues for me was figuring out who to focus the story on, because the team had 17 kids, and I loved all of them. They were all very interesting to me and different. And I knew, though, that it wouldn't be a satisfying story in the end if we tried to get to know all of these kids and experience all of them. So cutting, you know, shaving it down and figuring out, you know, who the focus was really challenging. It was a little heartbreaking, actually, too. But I think, you know, in the end, I decided to focus on a relay team of kids that were competing as a team, and it was kind of they were a natural focus, because they did compete as a team, and they were all, you know, at similar age, and families were, you know, confronting these similar issues that families confront when their kids are going through the transition years, like issues like guardianship and employability and, you know, availability of training and job training and vocational training and housing and all of these things that we think about, you know, when we think about, you know, what's going to happen to our kids when we're no longer around.
And how at first, I guess, receptive were the families of you doing this documentary on their kids?
Well, I think that, you know, initially, this would not have happened if Mike and Maria, who are the head coaches and the founders of the team, hadn't been enthusiastic. You know, I knew that, you know, I needed to have their support. And ultimately, I needed everyone's support, because everyone had to give me permission to film, whether they were main characters or not. So I was very lucky that they were very enthusiastic and very supportive from the very beginning. And that, I think it helped that I have a son on the spectrum, and I told them that I found what they were doing to be very, very personally inspiring and very moving. And I wanted to share, you know, that inspiration with others and other parents, and I thought they had a lot to teach other families. So that helped a lot that they were on board, and not all of the families were initially excited about me following them with a camera. But I think that after hanging out with them, you know, for the first few weeks, everyone really warmed up. You know, when you spend a lot of time with people, and I was there at all of the practices, and I was there even when we weren't filming, I would come. I definitely became part of the team, and that made a big difference.
And how long of a period of time did you actually film this? How long did it actually take to put it all together?
Well, the filming was over the course of a year. You know, their swim season was about 6 months, but then I followed up on the storylines that we were following with the main characters in the following year. And then it took about, you know, a year and a half to get some funding and edit and, you know, finish the film. So, you know, altogether, it's been about 3 years.
Wow, that's a long time. That's a lot of dedication. A lot of time went into it. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, what is your most rewarding experience creating this documentary?
You know, I did this because I wanted to help other families that were raising kids on the spectrum. And so far, you know, we've showed it at a handful of film festivals. We're at the beginning of our distribution life, and the reaction from the audience, you know, has been just really, you know, very gratifying and rewarding. You know, we're getting a lot of you know, people want to talk after they see the film. They want to talk with one another. You know, it seems like we're touching people who are not connected to autism, and we're touching people who are, and we're reaching, you know, people who have a background in athletics and, you know, people who don't. And I think the fact that it seems that to appeal, you know, to these different groups and different communities is, you know, really, you know, really makes me proud.
And would you say, like, you know, I guess at the end of the day, what families that are facing a disability, you know, will take away from your film, I guess, what's the main hope, I guess?
I think they will feel hope. I think they will definitely, you know, experience, you know, a feeling of hope. That and I certainly did making the film. You know, it's a very triumphant film. You know, it celebrates the skills and ability and promise of our children on the spectrum. And, you know, the three main characters who we follow happen to be really great in the water, you know, just awesome swimmers. And if you saw them swim and didn't know that they were on the spectrum, you wouldn't know. It wasn't obvious. You know, they're just really great athletes, first and foremost. But out of the water, you know, everything's a struggle for these kids. And, you know, I thought that was pretty fascinating, you know, a fascinating dichotomy, you know, to explore. But I also thought that, you know, it's helpful, you know, to with these particular kids that are so good at something, you know, to show the rest of the world that, you know, our children are capable of things, you know, if given the proper support, that, you know, they can do more than what's expected. And perhaps our expectations are too low. You know, I've kind of been saying all along, this film is kind of about the self-fulfilling prophecy of high expectations. You know, Mike and Maria, one of the reasons why they're so inspiring as coaches is that they have really high expectations for this team. They don't just want the kids to have fun. They want the kids to win. They want the kids to dominate the competition. And I think that's pretty unusual for, you know, a special needs sports league or team.
Now, what kind of media have you been getting on this film since its release?
Well, we've been really lucky. You know, we haven't officially been released yet. We're playing film festivals, and it's kind of, you know, the beginning of our distribution life. And we premiered at the Hot Springs Documentary Film Festival in October, not too long ago, and won Best Sports Documentary. And we've been invited to some really wonderful festivals, including Doc NYC in New York a few weeks ago. And we've just gotten, you know, wonderful press and reviews so far. You know, we're really happy about that. And, you know, if anyone wants to see them, they can log on to our website at www.swimteamthefilm.com, and we have all of our press there. But we've been fortunate that we've gotten excellent reviews so far.
And I guess, you know, on that note, what do you have coming up as far as some screenings?
So we're we're doing, we're going to be playing the Monmouth Film Festival in Red Bank on December 17th at 1:15 in the afternoon, and tickets are available on their website or on our website. But we are also gearing up for more festivals in the new year and, you know, ultimately a television broadcast. And around April, actually, which is Autism Awareness Month, we're launching a community screening campaign where anyone nationwide can host their own screening of Swim Team. And you can just go to our website and click on Host a Screening and fill out your information, and you know, we'll help you set that up. But we think that, you know, this is a film that, you know, people should get out of their houses for, and you know, come meet their neighbors and you know, have an inspiring evening and then talk about it, because there's a lot to talk about.
You know, I guess one of the questions are, you know, it's like, this film obviously had to cost quite a bit of money to put together, and how did you go about getting a lot of your funding for this film?
Well, some of the funding came from grants. You know, we got a number of grants. We were very fortunate to get a significant grant from the New York Women in Film and Television Disability Awareness Grant, which is funded by Lorene Arbus. She's a wonderful patron of the arts, and in particular the arts about people with disabilities. So we were very lucky to get that. And we got another grant from the Karma Foundation, which is based here in New Jersey, and they care very much about autism. And we've gotten donations, and a lot of it is private donations, actually. You know, documentaries are not easy to fund, and as a result, you know, really not easy to get made. And a lot of the time, you know, we probably could have finished it sooner if we, you know, weren't pitching and writing grant applications. Right. We spent a lot of time on that.
You know, I guess, you know, how can people help, obviously, and help the growth of Swim Team? What can they do?
Well, we would love donations to help us with our distribution efforts. And you can do that on our website as well and get a tax deduction, because we have a nonprofit fiscal sponsor, Women Make Movies. But we would certainly welcome donations, and for, you know, significant donations, we can also provide credits, like producer credits. So if anyone's interested in that, definitely get in touch at our website, swimteamthefilm.com.
And I guess if you didn't mind, just talking about some of the people that helped make this film too as well, that helped you produce this.
Well, I have a wonderful co-producer, editor, Ann Collins, who I've worked with before, and who's a, you know, real professional, you know, has been editing documentaries for 25 years and has, you know, wonderful credentials, and you know, she was really important in the process. And my DP, Layla Kilbourne, who was willing to put a wetsuit on and swim with her Canon C300 camera, thank goodness, because we needed to get in the water to really film this. And my producer, Shanna Ballot. I have an all-female creative team, and we are all, you know, friends, and that's, you know, that's been, you know, it's been a wonderful experience, actually, to work with these creative partners, really.
That's amazing. It sounds like you had a tremendous team that you put together to accomplish this, because let's face it, at the end of the day, you can't do everything by yourself. You need a team behind you to do a project like
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. Yeah, this, I did not make this film by myself. I mean, you know, I have to say, Layla, my DP, you know, really, she herself has an excellent, you know, resume, and has, you know, recently filmed How to Dance in Ohio, which was at Sundance, and had filmed American Teen and a number of other high profile documentaries. And you know, had, for me, what was most important is that she had made a film called Sink or Swim about a synchronized swimming team, and she had been in the water, she had experience filming in the water, and that was really important for this film. And we had a lot of conversations about, you know, how best to capture our kids swimming.
You know, actually, on that question, how did the kids respond to them being filmed and stuff? Did they know that you were there, or did they respond in any, you know, ways that maybe was interfering with them at all?
Well, at first, everyone waved at the camera. All the kids were waving all the time. You know, whenever they saw the camera, they would wave at it. And, you know, it was just kind of funny. You know, we would just say repeatedly, you know, please don't do that. And they stopped. You know, they all learned, you know, which was really fantastic to stop doing that. But we did find when we went to the swim meets that the new kids that were there at the meets would wave.
That's funny.
So it became more of a problem then. You know, we did what we could to discourage people from doing it.
Right, right. No, I'm sure that was a challenge, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably funny. You know, if you don't mind sharing one special story with us, obviously not to give away the movie, of something really super that happened while you were filming.
You mean that we captured on camera?
Yeah, either captured on camera or off camera or something, you know, something you'd like to share.
Well, you know, one of the scenes that I think is the most poignant in the film is a scene where one of the parents tells her son that he is on the autism spectrum. And this was part of the storyline that he didn't know. He wasn't aware. He didn't know what autism meant. He happens to be probably, you know, one of the strongest swimmers on the team and was on other teams. He was swimming simultaneously on two other swim teams, so three teams altogether. And his mom said to me, you know, he didn't need to be on the Hammerheads, the Jersey Hammerheads, that's the team that's that the film is about, you know, the all autistic swim team. But the reason why she wanted him to be on the team was that she needed to talk to him about his diagnosis, and she was nervous and hadn't done it yet. He was 16 at the time. She knew it was important because he was going to be spending more and more time, you know, away from her, and he needed to be able to advocate for himself. And she thought that being on this team and being with other kids that were similar, that it would help him understand that these were his people, so to speak. And so there's actually the scene in the film where she has the talk with him.
Wow.
And I just, you know, it's really very poignant. You know, not just because of, you know, the nature of the conversation, but the way he reacts, I think, is, you know, is very surprising, and satisfying ultimately. And, you know, I don't know if I want to say any more. I'd rather people see it, but maybe you could tell me what you thought about that scene.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a very powerful scene. I don't want to give it away. I think that's a great way to end as a little teaser for people to want to see it. It was very emotional, I found it.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. You know, it's a great film that you put together here, Laura, and I really hope that, you know, people get on board and help support this project to help it grow, you know, because I think the ceiling is very high where this film can go, and I'm sure you know that as well.
Thank you.
Very, very, very well done. And, you know, you put a lot of time and your team put a lot of effort and a lot of time into this and money. And so, you know, we want to see this project grow, and we just want to try to help get it out there. And I know, you know, we'll talk about hopefully doing an autism radio screening here in New Jersey and make it an event and have a great time with it. Just a great experience for our families. I know we have 53 families that are in our swim program on Teen Hope, and I know they would love to see the film. So I know right there is a captive audience right there. So, but we'll definitely be talking about setting up a viewing once we can do that, for sure, and hosting a screening.
Oh, that's great. That'd be terrific. Yeah, and anyone can host a screening. You know, just go to our website, and you can just click on host a screening, www.swimteamthefilm.com.
And we'll definitely be putting up all the links and everything on our website as well, on autismradio.org. So anything that you want to put up there, Laura, you know, please feel free to send it over, and we'll definitely post it on autismradio.org.
Oh, great.
And we just want to thank you for really putting this, you know, tremendous film together. And I really think it's hopefully going to change, you know, some of the stigma and some of the, you know, thought process of kids with disabilities. I think to the population, especially that doesn't have children with disabilities, I think that's, you know, one of the biggest things, and hopefully one of the goals that gets achieved. I think it's important. Like you said, originally it wasn't going to be about autism, you know, and but it kind of became that, and it's very to me, very personal. Obviously, I have an autistic son, so you know, I really fully enjoyed the film, and I think it's really, really well done, and it's a great film that shows, you know, what these kids are capable of and their abilities.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you think so. Yeah, it's, you know, we have found that, you know, I have to say, it's not about, you know, what autism is. Not about, you know, what to do about autism per se, you know, if there's a cure, you know, how to treat it. It's not about that. It's about not giving up on your kids. And I think that it appeals, that's why it appeals, not just to people who are raising kids with autism, but, you know, to anybody who is a parent, you know, raising kids. You know, you have to deal with unexpected challenges. And, you know, that's really what the film is about, not giving up on your child.
Absolutely. And I couldn't say it even any better. But we really thank you for, you know, bringing this film to the world. And thank you for spending some time on Hope Saves the Day. And we really look forward to doing a screening of Swim Team. And we want to thank Laura Stallman for coming on Hope Saves the Day and talking about this great film that you guys put together called Swim Team. So we appreciate it, and we want to thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, and we'll be putting all the links up there on autismradio.org. You'll be able to go to the website and read more about Swim Team and host an event or have a screening or also make a donation as well, because, you know, this film costs a lot of money to put together, and definitely needs more support, so to help get it out there. So we want to help them. So please donate today. We'd like to thank all our listeners, as always, for the continued support here on Hope Saves the Day. We'd like to wish everyone a great week. And remember, until next time, everybody, Hope Saves the Day. Good night, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Each day, let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. I want to show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. There you are right by my side. I will love you to the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice and remember, hope saves the day.